It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Heard a good one the other day.
No, Chet.
I'm going to tell the joke. Your wife and your lawyer are drowning. You have a choice to make. You go to lunch or a movie.
It's a joke. It's just a joke.
I don't get it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is BYOB Friday. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air and have a conversation with either JP or Cakes or Allie or McKetsie or EB or Buzz or Kaz.
Hi.
Or Kimberly or Nick or Jason or Rob.
Thank you.
How
this,
about that?
That was
is
very
this,
good.
How about that? Is that pretty damn
very
good?
Strong, Mike. Is this synergy or what?
Good job.
This is synergy.
How great is this?
Here's the synergy.
How great is this?
Drink the synergy.
The WJFK, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. Now, coming up on the show a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Joe McLeod on the movies.
McLeod?
We're going to find out what he went to see, what he liked, what he enjoyed. And also, we're going to play a wonderful game. And it's not going to be for the listeners. It's actually going to be for those of us that are in the studio.
Okay.
It's called Guess What's in Rob's Pants.
Precisely.
Nice.
What's in Rob's
Mike,
pants?
I'm with you on Step Brothers, by the way.
Step Brothers looks like it's going to rock,
funniest
doesn't it?
Funniest movie of the last decade, I'm going to
probably
say.
The funniest movie of all time.
I don't
are you
tell
high?
You.
Are you seriously?
No,
you high?
I've only had one beer. And my
there's
beer
no
is empty, by the way.
You've already seen it?
There's zero chance.
I think on the way home, I might throw a $10 bill out the window instead of going to see Step Brothers.
I agree, Rob.
Would you ever give it a chance?
No.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
He's a man who's set in his ways. Now, Rob is.
I will see it ultimately, and it'll suck.
Rob is on the physician's weight loss program.
Yeah, he's bitter over there.
So he cannot enjoy these. And how many of these have you had to sit idly by and not participate in?
All of them.
Okay. Like five or six now. Half dozen, probably.
No, but at least you're not a fan of beer.
That's right. Yeah, that makes it easy because I hate the way it tastes.
So you're supposed to, in theory, never drink for the rest of your life?
No, as soon as I hit my target weight, then we'll be okay. But right now, on the aspect of the diet that I'm on, if I eat or drink like carbs or stuff like that,
it'll slow you down.
It slows it down and it junks it up.
Now, I have a question for the junkies, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you guys are still married?
All of us last time we checked.
Or should you call home and check?
Are you implying that there's something wrong with the marriages?
No, I'm no, I want to know what the status
wives,
is.
Four wives, nine children. We're very polite.
Hold on, you have four wives and nine children?
Yeah, that's just
each, by the way. Yes.
Now I know Cakes has seven children.
Each have nine, right.
Cakes, you have how many kids?
I would have three.
Oh, that's one.
That's yeah.
Cakes.
And I'm out of the game.
Those boys swim.
Really?
Yeah, you stay away from
used
that guy.
Used to. Now they just
you
swim
shake
and
his hand,
die.
You could get pregnant.
Johnny
oh,
Cakes Fertility.
You've had the vasectomy as well, right?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Oh,
let's, this guy's been waiting to talk to the junkies for a long time. Let's go to Mike in the great state of Maine. Mike,
take those here.
You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Mike?
Mike, are you there, pal?
Oh, and he just hung up.
Lost his chance.
What a shame.
How
all right.
Unfortunate.
He has a wicked bad phone line, Mike O'Mara.
Renee.
He wasn't in Boston.
Renee in Fairfax, Virginia. Renee, you're on the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hey, Renee.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I actually just started listening to the Junkies every morning for the last month.
Excellent.
And what do you think?
You're only about 11 years short. But
yeah, right.
Jason gets bitter when I actually said,
okay,
we should have turned around and just left Jason. He would have been really bitter.
Renee, do you have a question for our celebrity guests?
Well, I actually wanted to know. I was listening this morning, and I don't know what those stories were. They were supposed to. People were supposed to call in and ask about and tell to earn tickets. I think they were donkey stories.
Yes,
what?
This morning.
Yeah, but, you know, that's something we do
that's
every week.
That's another show. That's
call like, next Friday. We'll give you something, okay?
That was like eight
Rob,
hours
ago. Just to reinvent it, we'll steal it, and we'll put it on this show.
Call with stories
it's a
about
good idea.
Any kind of beast of burden.
That's
pack
a wonderful
mule,
idea.
Donkey, yes. Anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make a big promotional announcement for the yes. Buzz Babes that are here right now.
Yay.
We've got five, six, seven of them right now. The
Yay,
party baby. On the 8th. The debut of the Buzz Babes. Ladies, you will be making your debut.
Debut.
Friday night, August 8th at 8 o'clock at the Great Chantilly Sports Bar Bungalow Billiards. That is 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. You know what I like about the junks?
What?
They know when you're whoring something, you got to be quiet.
We let you do your business.
I'm not gonna step on your plug, Mike.
Bungalow Billiards, doing their best to save the world's wildlife with billiards and brew and great food, too. Get all your info at MikeOmaraShow.com. That's the party on the 8th. We're all going to be out here. The party tonight will be announced on Monday.
That's right.
Just the way we're going
to
do it.
We like to announce where we've been,
not where
we're going. It's a secret
party. Well, here's the deal. I think the way it works is... you know, when we go out after the show and we have these, they're kind of our secret little get-togethers. And if you happen
to be after party,
if you have to be at a, you know, if you happen to be at a joint where we show up, you know, all's the better. But we'll let you know on Monday.
We
That's
like
the way
to keep
it's gonna
it a
work.
Little candlestine.
Top secret.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
That's that trouble for you, Mikey.
That works.
Oh, I'm fine. Let's go to Ace in Sacramento, California. Ace, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Ace?
Hey, Mikey. How you doing?
Boy.
Ace, don't ask me a question when I'm taking a poll.
Yeah, Ace, come on, get it together.
Yes, what can we do for you, Ace?
I actually had a question for Rob on his weight loss. I just wanted to say I think that everybody's pretty proud of him losing, well, his goal weight's 50 pounds, but I'm wondering how long
how
it's going to
take. How much did you lose so far?
30 pounds.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is unbelievable.
It's incredible.
The pounds are melting away.
Actually, it was a 30-pound tumor that was removed from Rob. And
the thing was, it wasn't cancerous. It was actually beneficial. But I had the doctor take it out anyway.
Didn't it have actually hair and teeth in it, too?
Yeah, and it might have been a tumor, and it might have been my kidney. I don't know what it was, but it was something that the doctor took out.
Anything else we can do for you, Ace?
Yeah, Rob, how long do you think it'll take your fat ass to put that weight back on?
Oh, now that's not nice. That is not nice.
The last time it took almost 2 years.
That is not, we're blowing you up. There you go.
It's a fair
question. See, they build you up and then they tear you down.
That's the way it works.
Have fun in Sacramento, Ace. You have a lovely city.
It's that cruel thing.
Cowtown.
And the appearance in Sacramento is just taking one giant step backwards.
I hope Ace comes to it.
That's the way it goes.
I'll bring a shiv.
All right, let's go. I've talked to Eric. I haven't really got a chance to chat with you.
How are you doing? Oh,
find out about your life and
I'm
everything.
I'm so excited
going
to
on.
Be here.
You know,
yeah,
you're very
excited,
nice. It's right. Very, very nice for gentlemen that get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Are you kidding?
To come in here and be here.
I got up at 5:08 this morning. I rolled in about 30 seconds.
Did I mention I was speaking with Eric Bickle?
I'm sorry.
I get up at 4:20. I'm here.
And then you get up at 4:15.
4:15, 4:20.
JP, yeah. What time do you get up in the morning?
4:40.
Buzz likes 4:20.
And Jason, Jason, do you really get up at that at 5:08?
No, that was just this morning. I was out last night.
He's
so
got a Thursday night crew.
Mike, when you worked mornings, did you shower and stuff before you came to work?
It depended whether I was sleeping in my car.
Hey, Mike, from
the
no,
night
but
before.
In general,
when you do afternoons, do you shower and stuff before you come in?
I will tell you, there have been two shows since I have been on the afternoon show here where I have gone sans hygiene.
I could tell.
So, Allie, Frank, could you really tell?
No,
only two.
Only two. It's the afternoon.
I think there are two shows that I've showered for.
Hey, Mike. Do you ride your scooter to work, or do you
drive? I ride the scooter.
That's an inside.
That's a shot.
That's an inside.
Oh,
no.
I was just wondering.
Don't get me in trouble now.
I thought you might ride the scooter.
Oh, Jesus. Cut him off. Cut him off, you
He's
son of a bitch.
He's got the old scorched earth policy over there.
Oh, my God.
It's dirty.
Uh-huh.
It's hairy.
Yes, it is.
And it smells delicious.
Let's take another phone call. See? Let's go to Law. Is that your name? Oh, Lou. I'm sorry. I can't read.
No.
Hey, Bethann. Bethann, when you set up the little phone screening sheet thing for me today, you shrunk it, and it's smaller, and I can't read
well,
it
dude,
like
hit
I used
the,
to.
Oh, you know what? You can't.
What
you
can't.
What are you saying?
You can't hit the box thing to make it bigger.
No, Joe can fix it because Joe's smart. Maybe Joe will come in and fix it.
Lou. Lou. Lou from Springfield. You're on the show. What can we do for you, Lou?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know the show is awesome right now.
What about the other times, ass?
Yeah, right, Nobody likes that.
No, it's always good. I've just never listened to the Junkies before because I'm never up that early, but I'm going to start waking up.
Now, they're going to actually start drinking on their show every day, too. That's what's going to happen.
That's right.
Let's go to Kevin, Charlestown. How are you, Kevin?
Guys, I'm great. This might be the best moment I've experienced on my drive home ever.
Really?
Pretty good for us, too.
At least there's no traffic. We have godforsaken Commonwealth.
We have women,
Virginia.
We have women sitting on our left.
You got the Junks on the left. You got the Mike O'Mara Show on the right. You got beds in the middle, and my pants are dead flat on the floor.
Oh,
wow, that's nice.
We didn't need to hear that detail.
So are mine. Sorry, I was looking at McKenzie's bruise.
You have a little tiny bruise.
Can't back it up, man. This is awesome.
See, McKenzie, maybe next time you'll listen.
Exactly.
One of our buzz babes has just made it into the studio.
Another one.
How many do you have?
We've got 12 or 13. We have 12 or 13,
so
and you
took
never
it
know.
To another level.
JP, we have all of them.
Yes, and you never know when they're going to show up. That's the way it works. Kevin, any other questions before we let you go, brother?
Hey, Lurch, last night you were at Bonefish. My buddy was sitting right next to you at the table next to you during dinner. He said you had a hell of a time deciding whether to eat or go to the bar and get more drinks.
Did he walk up? Did your buddy walk up to Lurch and say hello?
No, he didn't. He was a little son of a gun.
I hate that.
Did you know, honestly,
that
Mike?
That is true, though.
You're a superstar in your area in Gainesville,
yes,
Haymarket.
Manassas.
No, I'm not a Manassas boy.
Lurch is a rock superstar in Ashburn.
Is he really?
I don't think you know this.
Wow.
He is.
Does he get hooked up wherever he goes?
Oh, my God. Ask him the last time he's
Come
ever paid a bill.
Like
this guy only travels in limousine.
And he goes to the good places like Bonefish, right?
He goes to Bonefish every Thursday night, gets hooked. Signs autographs everywhere he goes.
Hey, my name is Bishop J. Jason Bishop, and I will expect the free sea bass this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure my sea bass is totally free.
That's I don't know if you caught this.
O'Mara's Pub was going to expand an hour.
Oh,
I know.
Jesus.
I thought O'Mara's Pub was actually going to clear a profit.
Yeah.
That didn't work out, unfortunately.
I was
unfortunately.
Just waiting for O'Mara's, but I know. Had to go to Bonefish.
If he's so powerful, maybe he could get your electric bill comp.
I know.
Hey, Lurch.
Want to take care of that one
yes,
for
sir.
Me?
I caught you in a wink before EB.
Thank
really?
You. Yes. Thank you. Is Lurch a winker, too?
That's only because you're
not. We have a past
was that a wink to indicate that we are winking because we have buzz babes on our laps? Is that what it is?
No, it's... I have admitted to being a serial winker.
Yes, he's got a
problem. I'm a winker.
Really?
It's gay, but I...
Like this?
Oh, dear. You just didn't catch it. Let me explain it.
No, winking is okay.
Excuse me. Did Kaz just spill a drink, or is he just glad to be here?
Do we need some paper towels in here?
Whoa.
Paper towels, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus, real happy.
Kaz is sitting on my knee, and suddenly my knee is wet. Now, what does that mean?
Oh, no.
I think she's spilling something.
Give him a paper
towel.
Let's go to Spokane, Washington. Mike, you are on with the junk. Soon to be coming to Spokane. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Oh, good. Hey, I wanted to ask Buzz if I could borrow McKenzie for the weekend.
You'd have to ask McKenzie. She's right here. McKenzie,
yeah,
Mike
you?
From Spokane would like to borrow you for the weekend.
Borrow me for what, baby?
What do you want to borrow her for?
Oh, just to treat you right.
To treat her right.
I think if you ask him one more question, he's not going to need to bother you anymore.
He suddenly lost that phone call. I don't know what happened.
He's not too creepy, that guy.
Let's go to Ray, Annapolis, Maryland. Now, Landfill, you come in here and stay for a while, and I guarantee we will suck all the oxygen out of the room. That'll be fun.
Now, Mike, you know Landfill's deal, right? You know he's teetering on gayness.
You're about to blow up his spot.
Do you know Landfill's deal?
You mean now, Landfill, you weigh in at approximately 400 pounds, is that right?
450.
460.
460?
Oh, be proud. Wow.
Landfill.
And what is this about you teetering on gayness?
Landfill has acknowledged that he's at least 2% gay.
I'm 5%.
Only
I know 2%. That.
Well, no. But I mean, like, he's considering the gay lifestyle.
Really? Well, now, is that because of the fact that, you know, with the size and all, that maybe women don't flock to you? Although I think you are so effing attractive.
I think he's a superstar.
I think there's something extremely lovable about you,
Landfill.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm really not that interested in chicks.
You should get yourself a chick and you could share bread.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you this. Serious question here. Do you think that's because, you know, I'm a fat guy, too. Is that because of the weight?
No, I mean, I just think I don't really care either way.
But let me explain something.
No, but you rank the dudes here.
Well, yeah. You'll like this. Physiologically, you'll relate
okay,
to this. You can understand what I'm talking about here. I believe in that. You know, sometimes I get medical, and I know you do on your show as well.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. I just made myself laugh. See, I was thinking about what I was going to say, and it just cracked me up.
We just hit 15 people in the studio, 17 if you count that.
Physiologically, you know, sometimes when one is carrying the weight where you're carrying when it comes time for certain blood flow to affect certain other parts of the body, the fact is that it doesn't all get to where it's supposed to. And that actually, you know, if you took off like even 100 lbs or something like
you'll
that.
You'll get hornier.
Just 100?
I think
it'll only be 360.
All right, 150.
Rob, you've taken off 30 pounds. Do you find that
you're hornier?
You're hornier, aren't you?
Well, Carrie's hiding in the house now. She doesn't even want to know. She doesn't even want me to know where she is.
Landfill, I love you. I think you shouldn't be gay, although there's nothing at all
wrong
with
that. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's a little bit arctic.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Portland, Maine. Mike, you're on the show. How are you, Mike?
Hey, good. I just wanted to say hi, see if Eric Bickle's still wearing the 1980 Stonewash jeans and how his liposuction went. And then I was also wondering, for Lurch, did you guys have to pay for his appearance, or was this a requirement?
Hey, all right. So, now, the question was whether we had to pay him to be
Mike's
here today.
Mike's going to write me a check
Lurch?
At the end of the day.
Lurch actually came in here gratis, but we did have to go through a few hoops, unlike the other guys. Didn't we have to get, like, a chauffeur to go out and pick you up?
Oh, no, we had chauffeur, too.
Those guys didn't drive themselves either.
No, no chance.
Well, that's because, you know, we're having a few cocktails,
yeah,
and nobody's going to be driving themselves this evening.
Right.
That's
right.
The way we do it on BYOB Friday.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be canceled.
That's right.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Okay?
Thanks. All right, shut up. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
I'm not sure I love him.
Let's go to Roy, Baltimore, Maryland. Roy, you're on the Mike O'Mara
show. Hey, Roy, boy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
All right. I'm all right. I'm doing okay.
I'm just fine.
Loving the show up here in Baltimore. Obviously stuck listening on the stream, unfortunately, but I got off a little early, got my beer here, enjoying a BYOB with the rest of y'all.
We're all enjoying our stream right now, too. It's a very, very good stream. It's
you know,
a lot of fun.
Great decision, by the way, by the Muckety Mucks in Baltimore.
Baltimore
not to run
people.
The Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, that guy, that stick that up there. I'd like to eyeball that son of a
douche.
Bitch, really.
You guys
have met him,
he's also fat.
Oh, yeah.
He's skinny guy.
Maybe he's the most egotistical bastard I've ever met.
I've heard about this guy, but I've never had a chance to meet him.
No, you want to punch him in the face.
Maybe some other Baltimore station would be interested.
I don't see why not.
You know, I like it when you just cruise and all of a sudden you pop in and it's Jeremy Piven speak. That was Buzz going, maybe some other Baltimore station would be interested.
Sir. I sounded deeply intoxicated.
You did, though. You had your little
No, Bob Phillips is one of those guys that if it wasn't his idea, it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
So. I go up and pay him a visit.
But he played for the Patriots. Remember, he played for the Pats.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a he's artist.
What if we got him one of these phone calls?
So he's big
Hey,
time.
How you doing?
Yeah, right.
What's going on? What's the problem about the show? Hey, you got to get a police officer to go on now? What's the time? What's the problem? I don't get it. Let's
take another phone call. Kevin. Kevin, where are you calling from, brother?
I'm actually calling from my car here at home.
Oh, that's great. I was meaning the region, dumbass. Could you tell us where you are?
Or at least tell us the brand of automobile.
I live near Charlottesville, but I work in Culpeper.
Culpeper, Virginia.
Culpeper.
That's God's country out there. Culpeper. Culpeper, Culpeper, we love Culpeper.
This should be the show right here. Y'all hit one.
As a matter of fact, when I was getting ready for the Buzz Babes appearance, I said, listen, there are a lot of good places that are closer to the radio station, but is there any way you could get us a place in Culpeper?
Yeah. If it doesn't come through Culpeper, it doesn't come.
That's right. No, we'd love to come to Culpeper someday.
We could go to the cemetery or the general store or the mercantile.
Exactly.
That'd be
fun.
Well, why don't you come to Chantilly on the 8th? Will you do that for us?
I would love to.
Okay, we'll see you there. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Matthew in Fairfax, Virginia. Matthew, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm okay.
I just want to say, fan of both shows. I love the Junks. I love you. And this is the greatest afternoon of radio I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah!
Perfect. That's what we're talking about, baby.
Hey, because not only are we doing BYOB Friday, but we're also having a celebration because the people listened and they wrote it down and said, hello, we listened and all that good stuff.
See, we can't say that.
Do you have to hit the delay because I said that?
You can say that.
Let's move on.
All right, we won't dwell on it.
You can't say it's a ratings.
You know, I'm looking at trouble over in the corner. You're trouble.
Hold on a second.
Jason's
There's no trouble.
I don't want no trouble.
The trouble is he just looks a little sleepy. That's the only
thing. All right, now, Cakes, yes. now to you.
Someone's putting me to sleep.
Yes. I didn't even get a chance to. I was going to, like, interview all you guys separately. Going to interview all of you.
You got, like, four shows going on at once. How do you keep control of
this? I didn't finish with Eric. I had three questions, quick questions for Eric, all right?
You have specific questions for me?
Are you still into porn like you used to be?
Yeah.
Is it still, I mentioned you on my show yesterday,
yeah.
Is it still of the amateur kind of variety like
of
you used
course.
To like?
So I got a new one for you.
Okay.
MadTokyo.com.
MadTokyo.com? Free?
Of course. Everything's free, dude.
Okay. So you like that. We were having a big discussion about pro porn or fake porn or amateur
pro
porn.
Pro porn is the worst.
Yeah. Really? You don't like pro porn.
I would rather see a fat amateur than a skinny pro.
You love music in the background, too.
Allie has something to say.
Go ahead.
I don't know how, odd this is or whatever, but the ones that I really, really like is, like, the reality party ones where it's, like, everyone's in the club and everyone's kind of, like, getting it on with each other.
You're,
those
like,
are
in
the
VIP?
Really like.
Yeah, we'll see some of that later on tonight.
Maybe the college F-Fest. Yeah.
I believe I have stumbled on something truly beautiful.
Yes, you have. Treasure
trove. Haven't you?
Allie, just for people that might not have heard that, because I was, like, thinking about playing a sound effect, very quiet, please. What did you say you liked again?
I like the reality group, like nightclub, swing club, porn, where everyone's getting it on with everyone. Everyone's getting love.
What about the ones where we just pick up a silly at the mall And then you bang her in the van.
Because that's realistic.
But you know what? Right.
I somehow enjoyed her moment more than yours
that
time.
Yeah, of course. Right.
You
but
really took
Eric
a lot of it
more
off.
Excited.
Eric seemed very excited. McKessie, how you doing over there? It's kind of like riding the Matterhorn, isn't it?
Because, Mike, when I'm at Sbarro in the food court, a porn star comes up to me and wants to bang me out in the parking lot.
Well, it's like the letters they used to have in Penthouse Magazine.
Exactly.
You know, where a guy is standing there. I was reading my Motor Trend Magazine. Incidentally, I'm 16 inches.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the way that goes. I probably can't say that either.
Feel this on your uncle's
but
lap.
You're still into that stuff, right? Yes, he is. Of course he
so
is.
Right, but
and everything
so
else is good in your world? Everything's going well?
Beautiful.
Cakes, I got to ask you, 16 kids, still
well, three,
making babies?
16,
Like Mr. Spiewak, have you gotten the big V yet?
I'm out of the game.
You got the vasectomy?
Done. Yes,
well, you
did.
Heard how he had the third, right, Mike?
No.
No, because they decided that, you know, two was great, it's perfect, that's all they wanted. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they continued, and they kept saying, we're going to get a vasectomy, we're going to get a vasectomy.
I was putting it
and
off.
And Cakes just...
Buzz, I hate to interrupt.
Yes?
Just minimal participation in the show might be a really good idea. You were looking wistfully over at Kristen there.
It's difficult. I'm, you know...
Is it because of her on your lap?
No, there are a lot of people here, and there's no sense everyone talking at once.
Buzz, goddammit, assert yourself. You can dive right in anytime you want.
I will go back to trying.
So what happened with Cakes?
No, the bottom line is Cakes just, you know, he and his wife had a pact. Didn't even get to that point and just said, F it. And they didn't really worry about it until 2 weeks later. And then she said, you know, I'm late. And he told her to take, like, three pills. That would take care of it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
aspirin.
Whatever.
He tried his own morning after pill.
That didn't
his
work.
His own morning after pill. Dr. Cake said, take 30 birth control pills and you'll be good.
Mike, if your wife or girlfriend is not on the pill and you, you know, you leave a mess, okay, wouldn't you sort of ponder that night or that next day?
Here's the scenario.
It took him 3 weeks later.
And on antibiotics at the same time, which compromises the effectiveness of the pill.
And the kids are okay after that?
The kids are all good, yeah.
That's wonderful. And JP, you have any young ones too?
Yeah, he's got two.
I have a daughter who's almost 8.
Jeez,
and a son who's
God.
Almost a year and a half.
It's how long it's been since we've sat down and really done this. This has been a long
time. My daughter and EB's son are the same age,
right?
6 days apart.
Since you guys haven't talked to me in a long time, and we see each other in the hallways, and I know I came on the show when this was starting here, but I wanted to tell you all that I'm actually becoming a woman.
Transgender,
right.
Mike.
That and more fun and more thrills. Oh, Allie looks real sad. Just kidding, honey. I know. Just joking.
You're into chicks. Okay.
Hey, we're going to play Guess What's in Rob's Pants and also talk to our movie guy, Joe McLeod. Hopefully we'll get to that. Yes. Having fun over there, Jason? Enjoy yourself. The junkies are having a very good time with the Buzz Bass.
Yeah, well, what's not to like?
We'll be back with more fun and more thrills right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.